جا سوال کیے جا. That's our cheer and we're back with our show, regular show on Saturday, the Safari Quiz Show. Hope everybody is ready to for an hour of quizzing fun. And we have three second graders in the studio with me today because it is our first week of the month. And first week of the month is always our second graders show. But before we begin the show, a few quick things. For our new contestant here, we have one new contestant and two returning contestants. Let me explain the rules quickly. Okay? It's a buzzer system. Everybody attempts to answer the question by way of a buzzer. Whosoever's buzzer lights up, they get to answer the question and not the others. If you make a mistake, the question passes to the next people. For correct answers get 10 points on the first try, 5 points on the remaining tries. Wrong answers get minus 5.
Okay.
We'll figure it out as we go along. And as of course, we have a listener question. Michael, my mic is really loud. Thank you. I can't hear myself. There you go. No, my mic. That was one of our contestants. So, for our listeners, call-in number is 510-770-1550. As usual, we will have three listener questions at the end of every round. We'll have one question. And before we get to started on the show itself, and we're feeling a little rushed today, I want to mention that we have three sponsors now for the show. Two sponsors for our prizes and one ad. Our first sponsor is Sanjeev Gupta CPA. Sanjeev Gupta CPA is a well-known CPA firm in the Bay Area, having three offices in Fremont, Sunnyvale, and Pleasanton. They handle accounting, payroll, corporate partnership tax preparation, and individual tax preparation. Contact them at 510-825-7563 or visit www.sanjeevcpa.com, sanjivcpa.com. And you get a 10% discount if you mention the Safari Quiz Show. And no, tax season is coming up, so don't forget to call Sanjeev Gupta CPA. Prizes for the Safari Quiz Show also sponsored by Smile Zone Family Dental, a complete dentistry practice located in the Ardenwood area of Fremont. Dr. Milu is the main dentist there. She has over 10 years of experience and is great with kids. They accept a variety of insurance and give discounts to cash patients. And they are also open on Saturdays. Contact them at 510-505-0123 or visit smilezonefamilydental.com. All right. And our newest sponsor is Anil Ratnani of New York Life. You'll hear more about him during the ads during the break, so be sure to listen for the ad. And let's meet our contestants today, our second grade contestants today. Our first contestant is a new contestant on the show, so we welcome him. Welcome to Yash. He's our first contestant. Yash, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am in second grade, and I go to Stratford School, private school.
In Fremont?
In Fremont.
Okay, and what do you do for fun after school?
I have fun and I play soccer.
Oh, you play soccer. Awesome. Do you play for a team or just fun with your friends?
Fun with my friends.
All right. Our next contestant is a returning contestant. You can hear her sweet voice often answering the questions. Her name is Tuti. Welcome to the show.
My name is Tuti. I go to Burr Island Elementary School in Foster City.
And she's come all the way from Foster City to our quiz show today, for which we are very, very grateful. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Stuti.
I'm 8 years old.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do for fun?
Read.
You read. What book are you reading? Are you reading a series, a fun series right now?
Comics.
Oh, you read comics. What kind of comics?
I don't know.
Asterix, Tintin?
I don't know.
No? Just general comics for fun? All right. And her twin sister, Lipika. Lipika? Do you like to be called Lipika or Lippy?
Lippy.
Lippy is also here with us today. Wonderful to have her as well. So, Lippy, tell me a little bit about yourself. Do you fight a lot with your sister?
A little bit?
Yeah. So, who is older? Stuti is older. You have to talk because, you know, our listeners can't see. Right? So, whatever you want to tell me, you have to use words. Okay? So tell me, Lippy, do you like to read too? Yes, sir, yes.
Yes.
Yes, there you go. And what do you like to read? Adventure? Fairy? Princess?
Fairies?
Yeah? Do you like the Disney fairies? Do you read those? Or do you read the fairy tales?
I read the rainbow magic.
Oh, the rainbow magic. I remember when my daughter Lori was very much into the rainbow magic stories. Do you read that too, Stuti?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Oh, so you have very different tastes, huh? Do you think
I read Cars.
You read Cars? You read about Cars or do you read a Cars book?
Cars 2.
Cars 2 book? Oh, got it.
And Marvel.
And Marvel, of course. How can we have a boy in the studio who doesn't like Marvel? So, awesome. I have a son, 17. He's still crazily into Marvel. So, did you like the Avengers movie? Yeah, yeah. Don't nod your head. Because you know what? Our people listening at home can't tell if you nodded your head or not. Always say yes. Say yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
No. All right. There you go. All right. Everybody's ready to start playing?
Yes.
Our first category is... Shall we do a little buzzer check before we go to our first category? Yes, why don't you buzz your buzzer? It's working. What about Stuti and Lippy? All right. Everybody's buzzer is working. Remember, wait for the buzzer to light up because this is a very smart buzzer. It can tell who buzzed first and their buzzer will light up. Only that person can answer. Everybody else don't blurt out the answer, okay? All right. Our first one is very apt for the season, our first category, and it is Christmas traditions. A quiz about Christmas. So we have 10 questions. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right.
So 30 questions altogether?
30 questions altogether. Absolutely. Plus 3 questions for the listeners. Let's not forget our listeners. So we have 33 questions, though only 30 questions for the kids in the studio. All right. First question in our category, Christmas. Name the reindeer with the shiny nose.
Rudolph.
Rudolph is right. And you see, Lippy, Suti's buzzer lit up and she gets 10 points. With me in the studio is my daughter Lori, who is acting as scorekeeper today. And she gives Suti 10 points. All right. Question number 2. What part of the house does Santa enter through?
Chimney.
Chimney is right. Suti is quick on the draw. Question number 3. This might slow you down. What does Santa traditionally give kids who have been naughty?
A lump of coal.
A lump of coal. Very good, Yash. 10 points. Question number 4. What is the name of the snowman associated with Christmas?
Frosty.
Frosty is right. Stuti, wait for your buzzer. Everybody, wait to see if you have buzzed first. Lippy, do you want to do a buzzer check just to make sure your buzzer is working? Yeah, it's working. She's just faster. Okay. Question number 5. In the song, we dash through the snow in a what?
Sleigh.
In a sleigh, very good. In a one-horse open sleigh would have been even better. That was Stuti again for another 10 points. Question number 6. Listen carefully. What day is Christmas Eve?
December 24th.
Very good, Yash. That was really quick on the draw. 10 points. Question number 7. What was Santa Claus's original name?
St. Nicholas.
St. Nicholas is right. That was Stuti again. She's just pipping... her younger sister, her younger twin, to the post. Okay, question number 8. You might have to listen carefully to this one. In the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, what did my true love give to me on the first day? On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. I'll take partial answer also. It's a long, long answer. No?
I used to know that song when I was little.
Yeah, little, you've forgotten. I thought you were still, kids were still singing it in second grade. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. A partridge in a pear tree. Okay. Name any one of Santa's reindeer whose name begins with a D.
Donner.
Donner?
Donder.
Donder. Okay, thank you, Yash. 10 points. Question number 10, last one in our category. How many wise men came to visit the baby Jesus?
3.
And that was Stuti, Lippy, who got it. Both of them answered in chorus, but Lippy's buzzer lit up first. So she gets 10 points, and I'm really glad because she starts her account. We have 2 more rounds, so this is anybody's game right now. But first, we have to go to our listener question, 510-770-1550. Now, kids, your buzzers are off now. No buzzing now because this question is for our listeners. They're going to call in. All right? Just like you guys called in. You guys listen to the show. It's like that. Okay. This is the question in our Christmas tradition category for our listeners. How many sides does a snowflake have? How many sides does a snowflake have? And let's go to our first call. Hi. You're on air. Hello. You're on the air. Go ahead. Let's go to our next caller. No, you can't say it. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, hello. This is Anish.
Anish, what's your answer?
Snowflake has 6 sides.
Thank you, Anish.
Yeah, because some of...
What's your name again?
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Krishan, and I can answer different... There are different sides of each snowflake, because some are 2, 4, some have 6, and some have 8.
Okay, thank you. That's Krishan thinks that snowflakes can have different numbered sides. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is 8 snowflakes.
8 sides. Okay. Arin thinks it's 8. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is 6 sides.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Vibha, and the answer is 5.
Is it Vibha or Vaibhav?
Vibha.
Vibha. And Vibha thinks it's 5. Okay. Thank you, Vibha. Hi, you're on the air. Yes, go ahead. You're on the air now. Hi. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
This is Sabina, and the answer is 6.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Tanvi, and I think it has 5 sides.
Is that Tanvi?
Yes.
Thank you, Tanvi. Tanvi thinks it's 5. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is 6 sides.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Murtaza, and the snowflake has 6 sides.
Thank you, Murtaza. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Asish.
Asish?
Yeah, okay. And I think the answer is 6 sides.
Thank you, Asish. I don't think I've heard your name before, so welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ritvik, and I think the answer is that they all snowflakes don't have the same amount of size. Each snowflake is different. Snowflake is the same.
No snowflake is the same, so they all have different sides. That's a good logic. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam, and the answer is 6 sides.
Thank you, Shivam. And let's take few more callers. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is 6.
Pooja thinks the answer is 6. We hope to see Pooja in the studio again someday. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ignor. The answer is 6.
Thank you, Ignor. And let's take one more caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Akshay, and I think the answer is 6.
Thank you, Akshay. And Akshay was our last caller for the first round, first listener question. When we come back, it'll be Lippy's turn to pick a winner from all our correct answers. I'll announce the answer as well, and we'll see how the kids in the studio did in terms of points when we come back. Now, all of you have to give me a big cheer. Jieja,
Sawal Kieja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jieja,
Sawal Kieja.
Not sure my mic is on, Mike. Is it? It is. Okay. All right. Jieja, Sawal Kieja. This is your host Vidya with the Safari Quiz Show. We just finished one category, which was Christmas. I think the kids had fun. And most of all, what I really enjoyed was the fact that on our listener question, we had so many different answers. Some people said, and it is true that no snowflake is like another snowflake. However, they are all hexagonal, which means they all have 6 sides. Even though they may look very different from each other, each one has 6 sides. So the correct answer was 6. From all the correct winners, our first contestant, Lippy, has picked a winner, and she's going to announce it now.
The winner of the
first listener question
is Akshay.
Akshay! Woohoo! Let's give him a round of applause. Well done. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now, that's the email you need to keep in mind, even if you want to send some feedback to the show or if you want to participate on the show. Write to us, and if you want to participate, here are the little bits of information we need from you. Your name, your age, your interests, your address and some way to contact you by phone if possible. Otherwise, we'll try and reach you through the email address. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, let's see how the kids in the studio did in terms of points. I think all the questions were answered, so we should have a really good score right now. Let's see. How many points does Yash have?
30.
Yash has 30 points. What about Stuti?
50.
Stuti has 50 points. And?
10.
10. I guess that one name, that one question that everybody couldn't answer was the 12 days of Christmas. So we have 90 points. That's awesome. All right. Are we ready to do our next round, which is animals beginning with the letter B?
Yes.
Yes. Yash thinks he's going to wipe the floor with everybody in this round. Ready? All right. First question. Monkey.
Baboon.
That is correct. I didn't have to tell her anything else. That was Stuti, by the way, not Yash. Yash, you got to be faster. You can buzz in at any time, remember. Small omnivore, which has a black face with white markings, belongs to the same family as otters.
Beaver.
That is not correct. Beaver does not have a black face with white markings. So she loses minus 5. That was Stuti. Question. Wait. No. Question now passes to Lippy. Lippy. You can say pass if you don't know the answer.
Pass.
Question
passed.
Badger is right. 5 points to Yash, who is living up to his claim that he has a lock on this round. Let's see. Question number 3. Flying mammal that uses
Bat
is right. That's Stuti. 10 points. Question number 4. Long, scary-looking fish that is thought of as a predator but is more likely a scavenger and not very dangerous.
Bottlenose dolphin?
No, that is not correct. It's a scary-looking fish. Bottlenose dolphins are not scary. They're super cute. Question passes to Yash.
Pass.
Long, scary-looking fish that is thought of as a predator but more likely a scavenger and not very dangerous to humans. Question passes to Stuti.
The whale?
That is not correct. 5 points from Stuti as well. The answer is barracuda. Barracuda. Question number 5. The cartoon characters Yogi and Boo Boo are this kind of animal. The cartoon characters Yogi and Boo Boo. What? You guys didn't see the movie?
No.
Yogi and Boo Boo.
We didn't see it.
No, you haven't seen it either?
No.
You haven't seen the movie either. Lori hasn't seen it either. Yogi and Boo Boo, they live in Jellystone Park. And they always bother the tourists for food. No?
No.
It's a bear. Yogi Bear. Okay. Question number 6. Small, sometimes colorful insect that's also the name of a cute car.
Butterfly.
No, that is not correct. Minus 5 from...
That's not a insect.
It is. But it's also not the name of a cute car. Small, sometimes colorful insect with the name of... Which is also the name of a cute car.
Bee?
No, that is not correct. Minus 5 from Yash as well. Stuti, you want to take a chance?
I'll try.
Small, colorful insect. Very cute. Cute car. Which sometimes called a buggy. Mm-hmm. Beetle. All right, question number 7. Kind of very poisonous spider with a red mark on its belly.
Black widow spider
is right. 10 points to Yash. Question number 8. Insect we get honey from?
Bee.
Bee is right. Stuti is quick on the draw. 10 points to her. Question number 9. What a caterpillar turns into?
Butterfly.
That was a chorus, but Stuti again hit the buzzer first. She gets 10 points. And our last question in animals beginning with a B. Largest known animal to have ever existed?
Brown bear?
No, that is not correct. Minus 5. Question passes. Too late. Question passes to Stuti.
Pass.
Blue whale is right. That is Lippy's answer. Yash did get it right, but he had already said brown bear before, so we couldn't give him points. So now Stuti gets 5 points and Yash loses 5. All right, with that we come to the end of our animals beginning with a B round, but not for the listeners because they have a question coming up. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And here is your question. Indian animal used for tilling rice fields and for its milk. Indian animal used for tilling rice fields and for its milk. And this question is not for the kids in the studio, so don't answer. And we have our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Buffalo.
Who's this?
Sabina.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Iknur.
Iknur, have you got a different phone? What's your answer?
Yeah.
What's your answer?
Bhans, buffalo.
He said bhans. Awesome. All right, good job, Iknur. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pranav, and I think the answer is buffalo.
Thank you, Pranav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krishan, and I think the answer is buffalo.
Thank you, Krishan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ritvik, and I think the answer is buffalo.
Is that Ritvik?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ritvik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Bubbly.
Bubbly? And what's your answer, Bubbly?
Buffalo.
Thank you, thank you, Bubbly. Okay, that's Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shreya, and the answer is buffalo.
Is that Shreya or Shreyas?
Shreya.
Shreya. Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Archana, and the answer is buffalo.
Thank you, Archana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is buffalo.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and I think the answer is buffalo.
Thank you, Gaurav. And that was the last question for this round. If you've been trying to reach us and getting frustrated, don't worry. We have one more question at the end of the third round. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, all the winners. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. Thank you.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're on our third round. We already finished two previous categories, Christmas traditions and animals beginning with a B. Our kids in the studio have been doing really well. Our listener question at the end of the second round was Indian animal used for tilling rice fields and for its milk. The answer was, to be very precise, it was water buffalo, but we are saying buffalo for the purposes of our animals beginning with a B. Everybody got it right, and let's see who won. Stuti this time picked out the winner. Go ahead, Stuti.
The winner of the second listener question round is Archana.
Well done, Archana. Congratulations. Please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com with your name, your address, the question and answer. Akshay, you too. Akshay was the winner of our first round. Well, if you're listening, all our winners should write in their name, their address, the question and answer so Miss Anu can get your prize to you. And let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Yash, how many points do you have?
25 still.
25. That's not bad. What about Stuti?
80.
Stuti has 80 points. And what about Lippy?
5.
Lippy has 5. So our animals with a B round threw some of our contestants off balance because they made some wrong answers and lost a few points. But there's ample time to make up on our last round, which is grammar round. We're going to do past tense. So, I'm going to give you a word in the present tense, and you have to buzz in if you know the past tense of the word. Ready? First word. Have. Whoops, I'm so sorry. That was my mistake. Stop, everybody stop. Hands off the buzzer. Not yet. I'm going to do it again. Okay, ready? First question. Have.
Had.
Had is right. 10 points to Yash. Question number 2. Ready, everyone? Draw.
Drew.
Drew. 10 points. Question number 3. Sweep.
Sweat.
Swept.
He buzzed in, so he gets. I know Lippy answered first, but her buzzer didn't buzz in. Please make sure your buzzer buzzes in first. Okay? Question number 4. Drive.
Drove.
Drove. 10 points to Yash.
Finally 55.
Yay! It's going to be a contest after all. Question number 6.
I
haven't even said the question. What will you answer? I haven't said anything. All right. Question number 6. Freeze.
Froze.
10 points to Stuti.
100.
Yeah, she's keeping a running total. Question 7. Fly.
Flew
is right. Again, Lippy, Stuti beats Lippy to the buzzer. Question number 8. Catch.
Caught.
Very good. 10 points to Yash. Question number 9. Bind.
Bind?
Question passes to Stuti.
Binded.
That is not correct. 5 points. So, minus 5 from him and minus 5 from her.
Bond?
No, that is not correct. Minus 5 from everybody. Bound.
No, Yash.
I bind my feet. I bound my feet. 5 points from everybody. So basically they stay at the same place. And once we are done, we'll go to our last question. Hands on buzzers. Last question of this round. Think.
Thought.
Thought. 10 points to Lippy, who finally made it ahead of Stuti. Stuti. Wonderful. All right. With that, we come to the end of our second graders round, a special second graders round, always on the first month. If you are a second grader and want to participate on our next show, it will be on the first week of January. Please do write to us. Wait. No counting now. We'll do it during the break. We have to keep a little suspense, no, for the listeners.
So done.
Yes, we're all done. And now it's time for our listener question. Okay. Now, I want the listeners, this is a special grammar question for our listeners. It is not a past tense question, but it is a grammar question. I'm going to give you a sentence with a fill in the blank. And in that, you have to put in the present tense. You have to put in the present tense in this question and finish the sentence so that it makes sense. All right? Here's the question. First of all, let's give out our call-in number. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And here is the question. You need to fill in the blank with a present tense. Neither Michael nor I dash young. Neither Michael nor I dash young. Michael? I hope I'm speaking for you. Don't say I'm only speaking for myself, okay? Neither. All right, first caller. You're on the air. Go ahead. I can't hear you. Who's on the line? Hello? No. I can't hear them at all. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Arun from San Francisco, and the answer is R.
No, neither Michael nor I dash young. What should fill in the dash?
R. R.
Okay, I got it. Okay, thanks. Arun thinks it's R. Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, my name is Arnav.
Yes, Arnav. And your answer is?
R.
Arnav thinks it's R. Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead, next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ignore, and the answer is R.
Ignore also thinks it's R, okay? Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Yes, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, what's your name?
I am Murtaza, and I think the answer is M.
M. Okay, Murtaza thinks it's M. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vibha, and the answer is R.
Vibha thinks it's R, okay? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and I think the answer is R.
Sabina also thinks it's R. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is R.
Pooja also thinks it's R, okay? Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Mm-hmm. Next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Akansha, I think, and who said it's R, okay? Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, you're on the air. Who's this?
My name is Saksha, and I think the answer is R.
Is it Saksha?
Yeah.
Saksha. Wow, welcome to the show. Lovely name. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shreya, and the answer is R.
Shreya thinks it's R.
My name is Nikki, and I think it's Young.
Am Young. Who's this? What's your name? What's your name? I couldn't hear that name at all. Okay. So we have some couple of answers. Am Young, Are Young. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and I think the answer is R.
Gaurav also thinks it's R. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is neither I nor Michael are Young.
Roshni also thinks it's R, okay? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Go ahead.
My name is Bubbly, and the answer is R.
Bubbly also thinks it's R, okay? You know, I could keep going. Yeah, go ahead. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Roop.
Roop?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Roop, what's your answer?
R.
Okay, Roop also says R. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kirtana, and the answer is R.
Okay, Kirtana, thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kunj, and I think the answer is R.
Kunj, lovely name. Thank you, Kunj. Hi, you're on the air.
Neha, what's the answer? Can you give the answer? What's the answer? Is it... what was your question again?
Neither Michael nor I dash Young. Fill in the blank.
Neither Michael nor
I
dash Young.
Mm-hmm. What? Fill in the present tense.
Neha and I think it's R.
R. Neha also thinks it's R. Okay, got it. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rajni.
Rajni? Go ahead, Rajni.
And I think the dash is R.
Okay, thank you, Rajni. And let's take the last call because we do have to take a break.
And my name is Nikhil, and I think the answer is R. And I think someone from the studio is in my class.
Nikhil, who is in your class? Which of our participants is from your class? Is it Yash? No? Okay.
Hi, my name is Nikhil, and I think the answer is R. I think someone from the studio is from my class.
Who is in your class?
Yash.
Yash is from your class. All right, I'll convey your message to him. And that has to be the last call because we have to take a break. And sadly, nobody got it right on this answer. And I'll tell you why when we come back. Jija. Sawal kiye ja. What happened? Everybody went to sleep. Jiye ja. Sawal kiye ja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye ja.
Sawal kiye ja.
Oh, that's much better. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with our second grader show. And before we see who won in our studio today, We'll see what happened with our listener question in the grammar category. Our question was, fill in the blanks with the present tense, neither Michael nor I dash young. We had two answers. We had R from a majority of our callers, and then some people said am. Let's try them out. Neither Michael nor I are young. Does that sound right? Not really. Neither Michael nor I am young. What happened to Michael? If you say an am, so that's not correct either. The correct answer is neither Michael nor I is young, because it becomes a singular and we use it for Michael. So if you said neither I nor Michael is young, nor keeps the subject singular. So this is a very, very odd construction. But remember, in the future, when you use a neither, nor, either, or, it becomes a singular and you have to use the singular form of the verb and not the third person. But more importantly, I spoke to a grammar expert about this and she had this to say. She said, don't use it this way at all. Just say, Michael isn't young and neither am I. That way it eliminates all confusion and all structural issues. So nobody won our last listener challenge, and because the answer was is. But let's see how the kids in the studio have done. Yash, how many points do you have?
60.
A little louder into the mic.
60.
All right, Yash had 60 points. What about you, Stuti?
105.
Awesome. And what about you, Lippy?
10.
Wow. All right. Lippy knew as much as Stuti. She was just not as fast on the buzzer. So let's give a big round of applause for Stuti. Woohoo. You won last time as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she was a last time winner also. But Yash came really close. So Yash, you want to come back and challenge them some other time? Yeah. Did you have fun? Okay. You have to say yes.
Yes.
All right. Yes.
Yes.
All right. So tell me, Yash, if you came back, what category would you like to see on the show?
Animals.
Animals. Okay. We'll remember that next time you come on the show. And that is the end of our show for today. Our producers were Michael and Anu. Our scorekeeping today was done by Lori. Theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is Vidya saying, Jieja.
Sawai Kieja.
Tum marham जो साथ है खुशनुमा एहसास है सब कुछ नया क्यों इस तरह लगने लगा हम और तुम यूं पास है जिंदगी कुछ खास है अब मुझ में तू बस तू ही तू मिलने